Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate, electronic medical records for the podiatry profession. We've got a great doubleheader, Chris Lee Mayer, former Navy SEAL. He's now a mind and body Chinese medicine healer. He's the author of Free for Life, joins me, along with Doug Schmidt. He's the author of The Power of Self-Leadership. He'll share some of his Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson stories that were such a big part of his mental philosophies. Then the sports doctor's in, some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails. Chris Lee Mayer, welcome to the sports doctor.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me, Doc. Happy to be here.
It's an honor to have a Navy SEAL. You know, in sports medicine, regardless of the athletes or the sports, I've talked about for years how the Navy SEALs might be the best athletes of them all, besides holding your breath underwater for a half hour, et cetera. But give us some background, Chris, if you would, on yourself and everything you do.
Yeah, everything I do today was based on everything that I did when I was in SEAL training and the SEAL teams that put an excessive amount of tension and stress in my body. And so today I spend my days helping people reduce their lifetime accumulated stress loads and their daily accumulated stress loads so that they can perform better, whether their performance is being a doctor, their performance is being an Olympic athlete, or their performance is being a successful musician. Because what I've learned is that stress lowers your brain's ability to respond and make really, really good decisions. And whenever you're a high performer, you're always under an intense amount of pressure. And so all the people that I help with are really successful because they know how to reduce that lifetime accumulated stress load.
That's before social media and the pandemic chimed in.
That's right.
I hear you saying people can heal, like a seal. I think it's a great proverb that you talked about. I call it the mental game, Chris. I'm a sports doctor for decades, whether I have on sports psychologists, psychiatrists, high-performance mental trainers, people, again, coming from backgrounds similar to yourself, where, again, you know, Chinese medicine, East and Western medical culture, mind-body, some very, very powerful things that 20 years ago, sports medicine thought it was voodoo in many, many ways. And today, there's not a serious sports team that doesn't take, at all levels, that doesn't take so many of these principles really into action with what they're trying to do, whether it's build better teammates, whether we're talking about the best athlete in the world or their grandmother. Stress is a gigantic, it's amazing, Chris. Guests I have on from all over the world, so many different topics. Mental health, such a big, big, big deal. And how have you found the Chinese medicine areas, the mind-body areas, so important in what you're looking to do with people and help them?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that come and see me, what they realize is that they know they have as much skill as the other people in their field, but they're finding it difficult to get access to it. And so when you look at traditional Chinese medicine and their philosophy of allowing qi, meaning energy, to flow freely through the body, they're looking at it as, where's the person stuck and where are they stagnant? Are they stuck mentally? Are they stuck emotionally? Are they stuck energetically? Are they stuck structurally? When someone is stuck structurally, they deal with joint pain. When they're stuck energetically, they deal with exhaustion. When they're stuck emotionally, they find it difficult to connect to themselves and others. And when they're stuck mentally, it's very difficult for them to shift out of brain fog and make very good, clear decisions. And I think when you're a high performer, you're the type of person who's willing to look under every single stone and every single fallen branch in the woods to figure out what you can do to become the best version of yourself.
You know, what's interesting, Chris, is the best athletes in the world, whether it was Simone Biles and her discussion in between the Olympics and paying such attention to the stress that was in her life, Michael Phelps, the incredible swimming champion, both who made a big deal out of, again, what I call the mental game, all of these different aspects. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. We need every tool we can get. When we take a look at whether it's the adolescents, whether it's senior citizens, baby boomers, et cetera, with being able, you know, to reduce some of this stress. And it's interesting how the Dow, which I know you pay attention to, all 3,000 years old, whatever it is, these incredible principles, you know, have to do with, you know, the whole side of the mental part of it. It's amazing how it's lasted all these thousands of years in a lot of ways in the attitude side.
Well, the nice thing about what they've been doing for so long is they've been using sound and movement and using the mind to circulate energy in a specific way to get really internalized. And what I mean by that is they're able to pick up on the most subtle details. And if you can pick up on more subtle details, you can make greater distinctions. And when you come to being an athlete, a greater distinction might be, wow, I need 4 ounces more water before I take off on this race. Or I think I need a little bit of extra fruit before I go on to this wrestling match. And just these subtle details being so tuned in allows them to make better decisions.
What's the best website, Chris, people can find out about you and your work, your book?
Yeah, it's easy. You go to truebodyintelligence.com, and then you can find and read about my work and easily figure out how to order the book.
What is the True Body Intelligence System, Chris?
Yeah, the True Body Intelligence System is designed to increase physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual intelligence. And, you know, I tell people all the time, If you're in pain, it's because your body's dumb, right? If you're unable to think.
Right, that's a good point.
Right?
Smarten the body up, man.
Smarten the body up. Make the body intelligent, right? And how you make the body intelligent is using isometric, eccentric, and concentric contractions in order to remove excessive amounts of tension and stress, because excessive stress makes your body dumb.
Is that why yoga, Tai Chi, some of these other disciplines, I'm a big Tai Chi user in many, many ways for different body movements, you know, good lubrication. Is that sometimes what fits in to the premises that you're talking about, you know, paying big attention to that to the physical side also?
Yeah, I think those are a nice counterbalance, because I know as a Navy SEAL, it's so easy to put on a rucksack, put that on my back and go for a 6-mile run, or hop in the ocean and swim for 3 or 4 miles or go to the gym and push weights around for an hour or two.
Yeah.
But it's more difficult to sit into a meditative state, quiet your mind, take really slow, passive movements. And I always believe that the more balanced an athlete is, the more balanced an entrepreneur is, the more balanced the mom is, the more balanced the doctor is, it's going to make it easier to perform at a very high level when you're able to access the feminine and the masculine aspects of training.
How do you find, again, because, you know, I talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time, what I call the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. Number two, keep moving. And number three, reduce stress, like you're really talking about, you know, whatever vehicle that you could find in that regard. And the idea that you could, you know, mix these different systems together, I'm sure you pay big attention to the nutritional side also.
Yeah, well, one of the first things that I do with people is I make sure that we reduce a lot of their tension and stress in their stomach, their pancreas, their liver, and their gallbladder. And so,
are you a meditation fan, Chris?
Am I a meditation fan? I am a meditation fan of two ways. Passive meditation, meaning washing the dishes, doing laundry, vacuuming the floor, cleaning out your car, because I like those things because they make you, they force you into being present.
You know, isn't that amazing how, you know, it's so valuable to hear that that mundane things can be extremely valuable for us, which is an interesting point of view that I think maybe the world was slowly but surely catching on, or what? What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I think if you're anxious, it's to deal with your anxiety, it's very easy to do that when you get involved in mundane tasks, because the mundane task is taking up all of your attention. And I know I feel my anxiety sort of ease out of my body as I do that.
So that's the passive side. What's the other part, the active?
Yeah, the active meditation is you're sitting down purposely for 5 to 10 minutes, even 15, 20 minutes. You're following your breath, breathing in for 5 seconds, exhaling for 6 seconds. And if you do that for 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes a day, you're going to really quiet your mind, but you're going to really calm your anxiety.
You know, I've had sound experts on the show, Chris, with sound baths and doing and including what you were just mentioning, the idea of sound and some of these other kinds of rhythms that seem to make such a difference in health and wellness, even at the highest level, again, of sports. What are some of the toughest physical things that you think the Navy SEAL world brought to the table for you in your memories, Chris?
I think they helped me become very stress resilient by sitting in what they called surf torture, which means they take you out to the water, you walk into the ocean about 3.5 feet, and then you take a seat right where the waves crash on top of your body. And now, obviously, getting hypothermia isn't good for you. But when you have to sit there in the cold and have these waves crash over you again and again, it helps you become stress resilient mentally, psychologically, and emotionally.
Are there women Navy SEALs?
There are no female Navy SEALs.
Ooh, as okay, of yet. I was going to say, we're going to start a new trend. Where do we start sharing this show with people with that question? I was really, really curious in that regard. But again, you know, the physical side, the physical training, again, on that side, but also, you know, that incredible mental side when you're looking at an Olympic champion, a professional athlete, and the big attention that the negative side of we feature so much in the world of youth sports, the pressure to win, the overzealousness in so many areas with these kids with these overuse injuries. And you mentioned that big word balance. Talk more about that.
Yeah, for me, I think when I work with athletes, and I work with some of the best athletes in the world, which I consider Olympic wrestlers,
yes,
I'm always focused towards getting them towards balance, like having a good spiritual life, whether it's prayer, meditation, eating well.
I'll throw this into you and your athletes, Chris, from the sports doctor. Get them to continue to strengthen their feet and ankles. But go ahead.
you know, I think when they're focused on their spiritual life, prayer, meditation, doing good things in their community, when they're eating well, when they're sleeping well, but also finding an activity and a hobby that you like that has nothing to do with your sport.
You know, you mentioned something before we run out of time, Chris. Again, the inclusion of the spiritual side at the highest level of sports medicine, again, which was neglected forever, that's really becoming well accepted. You're a big part of that.
Yes. Yes, I mean, it's super, super important because if you feel good, you do good. And when people feel bad, they do bad. And I think it's easy for athletes to feel a lot of pressure and then pick up negative stress management tools like alcohol these days, marijuana, or sugar. And I think athletes think that they can get away with that because they work so hard, but they choose these self-defeating substances. And when you've got focused spiritual life, it makes it very easy to make really good decisions because you're living a life that's in alignment with your values.
Again, the attention to this part of all aspects of sports medicine is such an important thing that we've talked about, again, for decades, with so many different experts, which, again, that the mental game, all of these sides, whether it is dealing with a health issue, again, whether it's coming back from injury, whether it's enhancing performance at the highest level, dealing with chronic pain, a lot of these different things. Do you find, before we run out of time, that medicine in many ways is catching up with paying attention to this, Chris?
Yeah, I think I see so many more doctors out there that are MDs that are inclusive of all the elements. And the ones that work with athletes are having a much bigger impact when they're inclusive of all the other aspects.
Yeah, I knew the time would fly by with you, Chris. Life. Want to make sure. Give us again the website people could find out about you, the book, and the work you're doing.
Yeah, you could go to truebodyintelligence.com. The book is there. There's podcasts there. There's interviews there. There's articles that I've written there. You can start to familiarize yourself
Fabulous.
With the information.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Thanks so much for joining me. Chris, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers.
They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Tomorrow, Doug Schmidt, he's the author of The Power of Self-Leadership. He's going to share some of his Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson stories. They had a lot of influence on a lot of his work, which he's done with the world of the power of self-leadership. Doug Schmidt, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Great. Doug, give us some background on you, your book, your work.
My professional background is in sales and marketing. Mostly my background is selling technology to large enterprise Fortune 500 accounts. That's been about 30 years of my professional experience. Then a few years ago, I started working for a couple startups that didn't work out, and I worked with some other people that just didn't work out. So I sort of wonder why, and why aren't they working out? So the premise of my book is really to discover my own self-discovery, what works for me, and then what works for other people. So the premise of the book really started when I started searching and looking at people who are very successful, both professionally and personally. And one of the my role models is Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan in the Chicago Bulls. So that I use that architecture of those habits and strategies they use and put a lot of
information in my book. Hard to beat those two figures, Doug. You know, it's interesting. You know, Phil Jackson has always been an amazing story with his philosophies and his whole Zen thinking and how the Bulls and the athletes really bought into it. And you make a point, you know, with this, and having athletes reading books, meditation, all sorts of different things, let alone Michael Jordan's, you know, competitive spirit. But again, in the area of the self-leadership on the Sports Doctor, whether we're talking about coaches, teammates, superstars, weekend athletes, again, into the world of business and or sports, the idea of both individual and team sports, you know, self-leadership, big topic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what's great about self-leadership, we can all do it. There isn't any, if we follow some of these great leaders like Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, we can all do some of the things they're doing. It doesn't mean we're going to be NBA championships or be in history books or famous, but the tools and strategies and habits that they do, we can all do that. There's not a mystery to it. And Phil Jackson, in his book, explains what he did to help out these great athletes to tremendous.
Yeah, he brought the Bulls into a library. They all looked at him like he was out of his mind. You know, here in Chicago, we got a lot of laughs out of that situation. But again, his philosophies mixing together, again, that whole mind body connection, even in sports, was a revelation. As a matter of fact, in coaching as well as business. And it's interesting how these sides of the topic, again, the mental game has become such a big deal in this, you know, post-pandemic, social media. The pressures are immense. The stress is immense. So having more and more tools in self-worth and whatever we happen to be doing, and sports is a great example,
has become so important. How the business world has really accepted this in a lot of ways, but they're still learning, aren't they?
Yes, they sure are. And let me
right,
get back
good
to
luck.
Learning. Well, it's, let me explain how I got into this learning. In my book, Chapter 3, Learning, Your First Superpower. Back in 2010, I crashed and burned out. I had a couple of businesses, a couple of failures, whatever. I was not in a great state of mind. So there's a person I worked out with. His name was John. He would come in the gym about 5:30 in the morning and leave. It didn't say a lot. But what we found out, John was getting deployed to Afghanistan back in 2010 to Helmand Province. He ran the civil affairs units for the United States Marine Corps and the Army. So when he got we sent him off with some money, MP3 player, babysitting for his wife, and a camera. So I didn't think anything of it. Thank you so much for your service. Be safe. 3 months later, I got a thank you letter from him in Afghanistan. And I read the letter, and there's one line in the letter, and I knew he was a great leader. I just knew it. So when he came back to Afghanistan, the first thing he did, when I was in his office, he was a college professor, the first thing he did was give me books to read. And then I talked to his other associates, too. His friend was a General Stanley, was a learner. And there's another gentleman down in the Naval Academy, Dr. Joseph Thomas. They're all learners.
Well, that's an interesting
word. So I learned
word.
Very quickly.
You know, Doug, it's a very interesting word, what you just mentioned, learners. It's really, you could talk for hours about what it means in so many important parts. You know, again, when we're talking health and performance, and preventing problems and health and wellness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, adding that you could be a learner ends up being a very important point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, what I said about learning, too, one of my philosophies learning is if you're a learner, you get in the game. It doesn't mean you win it, but if you're a learner, you're in the game. And that's one of the critical things I've seen being around these great leaders and learning about Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Well, we know about Phil and his Zen philosophies in so many ways. And, of course, right. What did Michael bring to the table in as far as what you were sharing in your book and whatever, besides maybe his incredible competitiveness? What else did you bounce off with him?
Well, here's the thing, interesting about Jordan. When his first coach, Doug Collins, was a micromanager,
yes.
And he wasn't successful with Jordan. The thing that Jordan did was very fascinating. He was typically he's one of the greatest players ever. But what he learned was he needed to supplement his ego, manage his ego, so his ego was integrated into the overall goal and the mission of winning a world championship. So that's one of the things he did. And one of the ways he did it, Phil Jackson had a mental strength coach, a guy named George Mumford.
Yes.
Mumford was the mental strength coach for both the Bulls and the Lakers. But what Mumford taught Jordan is to manage his ego and get what's called a flow state, where you're optimizing. It's like a mind-body integration. And what Mumford taught Jordan and the Bulls also is meditation techniques, which
now
are
that
basically
was revolutionary.
Primarily...
You know, that was semi-revolutionary. Again, the title even of mental strength coach, which medicine didn't know how to spell that term. Probably at those points in times in the 80s and 90s when there was so much more attention to the win at all cost or more is better. Let's push through, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the idea that you could really train these systems, these mental systems, you know, again, meditation, visualization. My figure skaters that I've seen in the practice for 40 years were doing visualization. You know, 35 years ago, sports thought they were nuts. And now it's become such a big deal. So that was pretty new. a mental strength coach then, wasn't it, Doug?
It's definitely. I didn't know about it. I didn't know about it until I crashed and burned, and had a friend of mine. Hey, why don't you take a course in mindfulness meditation? And the instructor, a guy named Gabriel Rocco, told me how to start managing my emotions and thinking in 15 minutes, basically using breathing techniques, which are techniques we all can do. And I think it's even more challenging today because I've heard some of your the challenges we're facing today, the amount of stress people are on, kids are under a lot of stress, parents are. We are a pretty stressed out society, so it's even more important to develop mental strength techniques.
Absolutely crucial. They should teach it in school. Now, the word you just used also years ago was no one had heard of it yet. The word is mindfulness, which means being in the moment. Can you be in the moment, not be aggravated about everything else? Can that golfer forget the last shot when he goes to the next one? As simple as it sounds, so much easier said than done. But again, these are part of these mental skills that really, really are learnable. If people would include them in things that they're doing under the, even if it's under the title of trying to reduce stress in our lives, paying big attention to that mindfulness part, which is, you know, can you be here and now? What do you think, Doug?
Yes, it's a challenge. Well, it's a challenge. It's still a challenge for me. I know when I'm in the moment, and also know I know when I'm in the crazy car.
I think that's the normalcy. There's no, again, in our society, where whether it's with our kids again or social media, which has changed everybody's lives upside down and sideways, has made such a bit. It's funny, in the medical field years ago, you needed to be accessible. You carried a pager, or I even had one of those 2-pound phones that I put in my glove compartment. Now in the world of smartphones, everybody is accessible. So the stress level is times 100. And again, the idea for parents of young athletes or coaches or weekend warriors, we deal a lot with baby boomers who are just trying to stay active with the new medicine that we talk about, which is to number one, eat smarter, number two, keep moving, number three, reduce stress. The mental side, which again you fell into and discovered, is something that I'm sure your colleagues in business have accepted this stuff with open arms.
Well, if you look at the great leader, it's funny. My friends are Marines who have told me a lot about leadership. These are great leaders, and the challenge I'm seeing today is our biggest. For me, our biggest challenge right now in our country is leadership, with a capital L. And learning how to manage our minds with self-leadership. And here's my philosophy. If I can't lead myself, how can I lead others?
True. You know what? You got to do
if I'm out of control.
You got to tune into our first guest, former Navy SEAL, Lee Mayer, when you're talking about all your Marine friends and some of these others we were talking about. The mental and physical strength that is so involved in some of these champions, but it's a major point. How can you teach it if you can't do it yourself? But again, the terms we use on the sports doctor a lot, Doug. Number one, awareness. Understand about the importance of the topic that we're talking about. This whole self-leadership world, and number two, education, which we're adding to the mix. Which we're going to add more. We're talking with Doug Schmidt. Doug, is there a website or a site people could find out quickly about you and what you do?
Yes, you can reach my website at Douglas L. Elden Larry Schmidt, SCHMIDT.com.
Great. We'll come back, talk more about it all. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Doug Schmidt. He is the author of The Power of Self-Leadership, this whole area in and out of sports, and some of the different challenges, some of the exciting parts of it, including the great Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, which were examples he uses in that book in so many different areas. You know, you mentioned, Doug, the warrior ethos, the mental strength, the resilience, you know, the team, all these things. Talk a little bit about the warrior ethos.
Yeah, let me explain how I got into the warrior ethos. This goes back into 2010. I mentioned in a previous segment that I worked out with a guy named John. John got deployed to Afghanistan, and I didn't know it, but he was a United States Marine. And when he came back from Afghanistan, he exhibited what I call warrior ethos and warrior leadership skill set. And what I mean, there's a couple of different things I noticed about John. It was different than a lot of other leaders that I've encountered. First of all, John rarely talked about himself. He talked about other people. He talked about the mission. He talked about grit, supporting other people. So that's when they mean a warrior ethos. Also, he had integrity and he had a value mindset, and he lived by those values. For example, Marines have a motto called honor, courage, commitment.
Yes.
Honor, they live a life with integrity. Courage, they overcome their fears. And commitment, they're committed to the values and the missions they're encompassing on. So that's one of the things I learned from a warrior ethos. And then I started some Native American warrior ethos skills. And again, very similar. It's not about them. It's about serving the mission, serving others, embracing others, helping other people grow and learn. So I think there's a misconception that the warrior, there's, at least in our culture, there's a negative connotation for some people. And what I found, I was fascinated of being around military people and studying people like Phil Jackson, that a warrior ethos is actually a positive persona we could all embrace in our lives.
Yeah, could
so that's what I mean by
it. Could include the peaceful side, you know, when you're talking about the some of these different attributes. And again, when we get into the world of sports, whether it's teammates and relationships between the coach, and for instance, in youth sports, parents and the kids and all of these kinds of challenges and pressures many times on these kids with so much overkill in so many different areas, as well as the importance of communication. And again, the mental side, words again like resilience and understanding in the interaction of these individuals and their teammates, like you're talking so much about, helping others and dealing with others, that really applies pretty powerfully, doesn't it, Doug?
Yes, it does. And the more we help, in other words, if I'm helping others, I'm not worried about myself. It reduces my anxiety and stress. And in fact, there's studies that found the more I help other people, it actually helps me more than other people. I benefit even more. There's been some psychological studies about that. That being service to others is a novel trait, is a novel behavior. So, and it relates to in our culture today. You mentioned the stresses. I think one of the challenges today, and this is one of my kind of like concerns, is the overuse of cell phones and social media. So, one of the things I'd recommend to develop a warrior ethos is limit your use of cell phones. When you're talking to people,
yes.
Don't be
even. Yes, one of my chiropractic colleagues was talking about on the show a month or two ago about the head and neck pain, the postural discomfort when you think about it from all that screen watching, let alone the eyesight kind of stuff, let alone the mental kind of stuff. Again, where we talked about always being available or being entertained at the drop of a hat, and we're still learning. Gradually the effects this has on all these different populations. Again, whether it's the baby boomers or whether it's our kids or whether it's the teammates or whether it is the parents, in so many ways with this barrage of information. And I think that's a great suggestion all of us could benefit from, you know, physically and mentally, which is, you know what, pay attention to the fact of less screen time in so many ways. Boy, you could talk about that all day. Huh, Doug?
Yeah, there's some tools I recommend as far as reducing your stress and anxiety levels. First is exercise. Physical exercise, a lot of studies that physical exercise reduce our stress and anxiety rate. So physical
exercise. You can't be pissed off while you're exercising. It's very difficult. While you're actually doing the activity,
yeah.
You can't be aggravated unless you really try, Doug. It's true.
Yes. Journaling is a good way. So, for example, sometimes I'll say, I'm upset at this person. I don't like how they're talking to me. And what that does is it just makes me more aware of my thoughts and feelings around certain situations. They're not lurking in the background of my unconscious. They're out in front, and I can develop strategies around them and be more conscious about my decision making and how I communicate to people.
Didn't General Mattis, the great general, also have some influence in what you were talking about?
Well, Mattis was a reader. Mattis was my friend's mentor. So here's the way I look. Mattis is a reader and a learner. Every night, he reads 2 hours. Every night.
I'm going to have to cut you off. I knew the time would fly with you, but I'm so glad I got it in, and I want to make sure we have a minute. Quickly again mention, Doug, how people can find out more about you and your work in the book.
Yeah, you can reach me at douglaslschmidt.com. And my book will be published. We're looking at early 2025.
Before we know it. It will be there. I want to thank you so much, Doug Schmidt, for joining us. Definitely have you back. Great stuff. And hold on, please, Doug. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, and we answer a few emails. A quick note to everybody. Again, the new website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Places, gosh, what I used for a million years. I miss it, but we had to replace it. TheSportsDoctorRadio.com. If you want to check that out. Everybody, get in the future. There'll be some exciting new additions that we're going to be adding to the mix. Some quarterback, in a way, coaching with the Sports Doctors In for sports parents and or coaches. We'll talk more about it. Got some great guests coming up. Again, in the world of the mental game, Dr. Angela Longo will be joining us next week with her discussion of the quantum leap mentally. Again, other methods of paying big attention to the mental game, things that could be done to enhance performance, reduce stress, enhance recovery. And Marjorie Hope will be returning. Her whole topic of the world of collaboration. Last time she was on, we were talking about the kind of collaboration that went into the Olympics that were coming up and the kind of cooperation necessary with so much bickering and so much arguing and so much divisiveness in so many different areas of our lives. Great stuff. The following week, the nephew of the great Jack LaLanne, Chris LaLanne, will be joining us. He does a lot in the fitness world. And he'll be talking about his programs and what's available with some of his training recommendations. You know, then Vita Euler, the world of pain, chronic pain, the challenges, the difficulties of dealing with this, the topic we've touched on numerous times in the past. It's so important. It affects so many people. So she'll be joining us. You know, for the Dr. Bob wisdom, are we coming up to where there's New Year's resolutions? You know, it's so funny in the past over the years when I would have new guests from the fitness world, from the health club world, would join me after New Year's and with all these New Year's resolutions. And they'd say, you know, we got all these new members for X amount of months. Then we see the same faces as people can't stick with what they're trying to do. And so much of what we talk about on the mental game, on the sports doctor, like we talked a lot about it today with our guests, the kinds of skills that it takes, the attention it takes to stick with some of these things we want to do to reduce stress, to stick with some of the things we want to do to enhance all areas of our lives on the mental side. And again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of young athletes, whether you're coaches in so many different areas, relationships, good listening skills. Hey, are these kids still having fun with what they're doing? Where's all this pressure coming from? All these things are very, very important. And again, add some of these things in to your New Year's resolutions. Some emails. Carrie said, you know, I've heard various times on the show when you featured Gary Reinl that ice, is way overhyped. Carrie, yes. You know, Gary wrote a book, I don't think it's 10 years ago, maybe it's 6, 7, 8 years ago,
iced, the illusionary treatment option. And very early on after he wrote the book, he was on the radio with me, and he was a trainer of champions. Gary works with Olympic athletes, all sorts of professional athletes, so many different ways, a lot of electric muscle stim healing things that he works with. And in all the research he decided to do, which was how valuable, if at all, how helpful is ice, he came up with the conclusions that it's not very. Basically, ice can numb pain initially. After that, it retards healing. Gabe Merkin, the great doctor who coined the term RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation, that everybody in sports medicine grew up with, in the sequel to the book, he said, you know what? It's wrong. Ice doesn't enhance, it slows things down. So again, in the routine use of ice everywhere, this was a challenge when it came to the sports medicine world. And the fact is, again, after an injury, if you want to use ice in the beginning because it hurts, after that, you're much better doing things like movement of adjacent areas. Imagine your ankle was injured and you're moving your toes, you're bending your knee, you're stimulating the tissues to exchange fluid, healing fluids in, destructive tissues out. Ice slows that down. It collapses those areas. So in many instances, surprise, surprise, ice slows down the reduction of swelling. We're better off with movement, movement activation, safely, not painful movement, as well as then the application of heat to stimulate circulation in the area. Steve says, my 11-year-old son is a fairly serious already hockey player. He plays 4 or 5 days a week. He's got these heel bumps on the back of his heels that bother him on occasion. Steve, it's one of the most common things I see in skaters over the decades. And it's very important to, number one, have the person who fit him for his boots punch out the back of the heels. Also include, if this is a persistent problem, serious player, I have been putting orthotics in hockey skates for decades for this problem alone, as well as the figure skaters. Excessive motion of the heel because of foot mechanics. The excessive flat foot is the best example. Irritates that area because of constant pressure and rubbing. The Achilles tendon attaches to the back of the heel. There's a bursa sac in the back to reduce friction. It gets aggravated because you're locking the foot in the boot if there's excessive motion. So if this is something that's bothered him for a while, then you want to not only have the bootmaker punch it out, but you want to make sure that you're looking at podiatry to check your son's foot type. Hey, you run with it. My Sports Doctors In segment that I've done for almost 5 years out of British Columbia, the great show with Christine Blanchet once a month, and my participation. And what's your racket? The whole world of senior tennis with the ex-Yankees Cardinal pitcher, Lou Vickery. We'll let you know when that's going on. Everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. Thanks to our friends at BBS. Thank you. See you next week, the Sports Doctors.